joining us right now, and glad to have her joining us. Absolutely amazing. If you've not had a chance to be able to see her works, it's remarkable. Linda Hartau is joining us right now, and Linda does some of the most magnificent landscape paintings of golf courses, famous golf courses. I'm on the website right now, which is at hartaugh.com. That's HARTOUGH.com. And I swear this is a photograph and it's a painting. Linda, welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Well, thank you very much for that great introduction.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at the 13th hole at Augusta on your website. And I feel like I'm there right now.
Yeah, I love that image. That's one of my favorite paintings I've ever done of Augusta.
So how long did it take for you to produce this masterpiece?
Oh, they all take a very long time. Depends on the size, of course, but they can take up to 6 months or more, actually, for
wow.
bigger ones.
Wow, that yeah. is some darn dedication.
Linda, this is Jim, and I think, I couldn't swear to it, but I'm 99.99% sure that I met you at the 2004 U.S. Open. I believe you were there.
I was there, I'm sure.
Yep.
I've been to 25 U.S. Opens. So.
I was going to say, that's kind of a regular thing for you to do, is go to the U.S.
Yeah.
Open. And what I agree with Greg, looking at your work, it's absolutely amazing. How did you get started doing golf landscapes?
Well, it all started at Augusta National, actually, in 1984. The pros were looking for someone to do some painting so they could sell prints at the Masters, and I was exhibiting on Hilton Head Island, and someone saw my work and they were looking at landscapes, and asked me if I could paint a golf course, and I said, well, sure. So I painted my first rendition of the 13th hole, not this one that's on the website, but I painted the 13th hole about six times. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Now, and did each one get better or just different? Or, I mean,
they were all just a little different. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I've done about 25 paintings in total of Augusta. So,
wow. Now, do you sit at Augusta and paint it, or do you take a picture and then go back to your studio?
I take pictures. That's my way of doing it. I gave up very early on trying to actually do any, you know, artwork at the course. It's just, you know, it's hard to get out of the way, in other words. But the camera really helps me, and I've learned how to get all the reference material I need. And then when I get back to the studio, I have just about every detail I can imagine. I take hundreds and hundreds of pictures. So
now, when you're out there taking pictures of Augusta National, do you sneak your golf clubs along and play a couple holes, or is that forbidden?
Uh-uh.
There's
not
work
hardly.
In this play.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
So what has the introduction of digital cameras and high-definition cameras done for you as far as back in the 80s when you first started this? It was just probably awful compared to what the detail that you can get now. Give our listeners an idea of what the difference and how much better.
Yeah. Yes and no. It was hard for me to make the transition because I was so used to using film.
Uh-huh.
But the films got worse and worse as far as their quality, and the good films just disappeared for lack of use, I guess. So I was forced to really switch to digital.
Yeah.
But once I did that, I realized I could take a whole lot more pictures.
Right.
I mean, with an 8 gigabyte card, you're like, oh yeah.
So for our listeners, just to know, she has on her website some of the bestsellers. So she's got the famous clubhouse painting with the United States mapped out in flowers in the clubhouse with the flag behind it and everything, and the Masters flag on the little map. She's got the 11th hole. She's got the 12th hole, the 13th hole. All of these are on the website for you to be able to choose from. I love the one on 18 with the big tree.
I love that tree. Yeah, I really just wanted to do the tree, but
had to throw
a little unconventional view. Though I've had many people say, "That's right where I hit my ball."
Well, you have seen a lot, and do you do anything other than major championship venues? I mean, you've done Spyglass, Aronimus.
Yeah, I've done private commissions for clubs like Jupiter Hills and Seminole and Caves Valley. Just a whole lot of wonderful clubs, so it's been really good.
So if it takes 6 months to do a picture, boy, that takes a long time. You're not
doing
very
many
pictures.
Not all of them take that much. But, you know, they generally, even a smaller painting will take about 3 months.
Wow.
And then you have to add production to that if there's prints involved. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to go and get digitally captured, and then you have to proof the prints and sign them. And, you know, it's a long process for one image.
Wow. Now, Linda, I imagine this is probably like asking somebody who their favorite child is, but do you have one particular piece that you've done that is a standout and sticks in your mind as your favorite, or are they all each and individual to themselves?
There's several favorites. I think I really like that one of the 13th hole that you just mentioned on, that's on the website right now, but also some of the courses in Scotland and Ireland. I have a very large print of Royal County Down hanging over my fireplace, which I think is one of my favorites as well. But I love the Scottish and Irish courses especially. I think I just like the wild combination and the natural look.
So I'm looking at your website, and you don't have many originals that aren't sold. By golly.
That's right.
They're all sold, and just to give our listeners an idea of just some of the people that may possibly have one or two of these originals, you've got obviously Augusta National Golf Club, Pine Valley, Caves Valley, Pinehurst, Secession, Lake Nona, the Country Club. But then your kind of your client list, wow, you did one at Stone Canyon Golf Club here in Arizona?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. You've got people like Jack Nicklaus, Robert Chent Jones, Reese Jones, Ian Baker Finch, Raymond Floyd, Hootie Johnson. I'm pretty sure they don't have copies. I'm sure they've probably got originals.
Right.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Linda, thanks for joining us and bringing a little bit of culture to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show today. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate that. And really, during the Masters, we're going to be running a special Guess the Winner contest with a limited edition Augusta print.
Oh, wow.
So if you all can sign up for the emails, you'll get access to that contest.
You just go to your website and sign up? Is that what you do?
Yep, just sign up the email, and that's the only way you get to participate in these Guess the Winner contests. I give away a lot of prints.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, I look forward to seeing more from you, and we'll keep an eye out. And I'm going to, when we're done, I'm signing up on, I want that.
I am too.
I'm going to guess the winner. I know who the winner is for the Masters.
Well, you're good then if you can guess the winner.
That's one of 96 players. All right. Thanks, Linda. We appreciate you joining us.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.